This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. It's a new craze, adult coloring, and the queen of adult coloring is Johanna Basford. She is the best-selling artist of The Secret Garden and Enchanted Forest and now has a new coloring book out, Lost Ocean, an inky adventure and coloring book. Johanna Basford, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you for having me.
Now, it sounds a little funny when I say I've been coloring for some time, but adult coloring, that's something that's really been catching on lately.
Yeah, it's a trend. It's blossoming. You know, when I signed my first book deal at the end of 2011 and pitched the idea of doing a grown-up coloring book, there wasn't that category on Amazon. There weren't the books in the bookstores. But, you know, since we put the first book out, we've really seen a rise in people putting down their devices, their iPads and their iPhones, and picking up pens and pencils and more coloring books, you know, being on the market and being available.
What introduced you to this adult coloring craze, Johanna?
Well, I was working as a commercial illustrator, so I would do my signature style of hand-drawn pen and ink artwork for big brands, you know, and they would put them on shampoo bottles and perfume labels. And I was approached by a publisher to do a children's coloring book. And I said, I'd love to do a coloring book, but I'd quite like to do one for adults. And they were sort of quiet at the end of the phone. And I says, well, you know, my clients have been telling me for years that they would like to color in my black and white drawings. And, you know, maybe it was a flippant comment, but I thought, why not do it? So I pitched the idea to my publisher. And because there wasn't that category then, they were unsure about the business side of things. So I drew up the first 5 pages and I sent them over. And I said, this is what it's going to look like. It's going to be beautiful and intricate. And people are going to want to color in these pictures and make little miniature works of art with me. And they said, okay, let's do it. Let's give it a shot. So that was the end of 2011. And, you know, in spring 2013, Secret Garden was published.
And 10 million copies of Secret Garden and Enchanted Forest have been sold. Did you realize that this adult coloring was such a trend?
No, I mean, when I did the first book, it was all about just a passion project for me. It was something that I wanted to do, and I was very selfish about it. I just wanted to create a really beautiful book that I myself would love to color. And my intention was never to sell a certain number of books or even to get a second book deal. I just thought this was a one-off project that I would do to create something beautiful. So I did it, you know, in the evenings and at the weekends because I was still doing my commercial illustrations to pay my bills. And they told me they were going to print 16,000 copies of the first book. And I phoned my mum and I said, you're going to have to buy a lot of these books. I printed 16,000 of them. And, you know, they sold and we went to a second reprint. And, you know, as more and more people bought the books, we realized there was a real need for these kind of books and people just loved them and were so keen to get back into coloring and to be creative, to show off their work. So, yeah, it was a bit of a tumble, I guess.
I have to say that, you know, as I'm doing coloring, it does have some therapeutic feeling to it as I'm filling in the little blank spaces or coloring. And I almost, and don't laugh at me too hard, Johanna, I quit it when mowing the lawn because you feel like you've accomplished something after you finish coloring these pictures.
I know exactly what you mean. I love mowing our lawn. It's a great time to think. But, you know, in all seriousness, when I'm drawing, I feel like I'm in my own little bubble. The rest of the world just melts away and I can spend 6 hours at my desk drawing and it just feels like I've been there for 20 minutes. And that's how I think people feel when they're coloring. You know, it's a rare chance to unplug. You're almost being meditative. You know, like there's a chance to not look at a screen. You're not got an iPad or an iPhone in your hand. You are focused on doing something creative and analog, and you're not interrupted by email or Twitter or rolling news. And, you know, that's rare. And, you know, maybe you're mowing your lawn. That's the other time that you're unplugged. You know, you're probably not checking in online while you're doing that.
I'm speaking with Johanna Basford, the illustrator and creator of Lost Ocean, an inky adventure and coloring book. It's an adult coloring book. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And Johanna, I have to say, I was surprised when reading some of your background to learn that your parents are both marine biologists, and it's taken you 3 coloring books before you've launched into the ocean world there. Why so long?
I don't know. I just, I guess the garden, the forest just came first. And then when it came to the third book, you know, the ocean's the last big unexplored territory on Earth. And for me, that just means there's so much scope for imagination and creativity. And with mum and dad both being marine biologists. You know, I spent a lot of time as a child on research vessels and at scientific aquariums. We could barely make it through a seafood dinner without somebody's dinner getting, you know, dissected and explained to us. So I've been around that kind of imagery for a long time, and it just felt like the right time to call upon all those childhood memories and to dig out my mum and dad's sort of encyclopedias and all their reference books, and to use those as the foundations of the new book.
Well, tell me how you approach your art, Johanna, because I'm surprised as I go through Lost Ocean or Enchanted Forest or Secret Garden and see there are some pages that are entirely filled. There are some pages that the drawings are just around the border with a blank space in the middle, or at times it's just in the center of the page and a blank space all around it. How do you approach creating these drawings for us to color?
Well, it's quite an organic process, really. So I don't do thumbnail sketches. I never send a book plan to any of my editors, but bless them, they all just let me get on with it. I just sit down with a big sheet of paper, and I know how many pages I have to fill. I decide things like whether it's going to be a circle or a square or a repeat pattern, and I try and make each book a sort of blend of all those different things so that people can always find something that speaks to them on the day that they want to color. And I just start, you know, at one point, on the page, and I let it grow. So I draw everything in pencil first, work out the composition. Then I redraw in ink. And then right at the end, I scan it into the computer, and I use the computer to tidy up any bits where I've got chocolate fingerprints or if the dog has sneezed under the desk and the pen's gone a bit wobbly. But essentially, the computer is just a finishing tool. You know, I use it to edit the images as opposed to create. And that's because I love the hand-drawn line. I really champion it over pixels and computer-generated artwork. I think the hand-drawn line has just a real sense of character and charm, and I like that my lines are a little bit wobbly and my circles aren't quite perfect. I think computer-generated artwork can be a little bit cold and clinical, and you need that sort of human touch, you know, to show that it's really been made with love.
The first line of your bio says, Johanna Basford is an illustrator and ink evangelist who prefers pens and pencils to pixel. And is it that connection with the page that you feel drives your art, Johanna?
For sure. I just love the tactile nature of the materials that I use. And, you know, putting pen to paper and seeing something that I've imagined, you know, materialize in front of me, that's just, you know, that's a joy. That's how I get my kicks. I love that part of my job. And I hope that's how people feel, you know, when they get the book, when they've got Lost Ocean in front of them and they pick up their pens and pencils and they start colouring our old fish and the jellyfish. You know, I hope they get the same sort of thrill when they do that.
Well, I have to say, but part of the thrill I have as I colour your illustrations is that sense of discovery, because, you know, when you look at this sometimes very busy page, there are details that escape you, and I feel that's part of the therapy, to discover, oh, wow, there's a fish hiding in here.
Yeah, I mean, I've always tried to hide little intricate details within my artwork, so whether it's a rogue butterfly or a little robin, or in this case, you know, bits of treasure, I love the idea that the more you look, the more you see, and it just really invites people to pause and to look closer. I think, you know, we're so used to scrolling through things and whizzing through them and flicking through them. It's a nice idea to just take your time and to look. So in all my books, I have a treasure hunt aspect where there's, you know, things to find hidden on every page. And in Lost Ocean, I essentially took the contents of a pirate's treasure chest and I scattered them throughout the pages. So there's goblets and crowns and diamonds to find and gold coins. And you have to work your way through the book and find all these hidden elements.
You obviously have a love of nature from, you know, previous books about gardens and forests and now the oceans and all the flora and fauna there. What about nature appeals to you as an artist?
I'm a country girl, so I grew up in the countryside and I'm never happier than when I've got my boots on and I'm outside in the garden or, you know, in the forest walking the dog or, you know, paddling about on the seashore. I just think nature has the most inspiration, the most beautiful images. It just really speaks to me and it provides me with so many wonderful things to capture. You know, I'm never going to create a book about a subject that I'm not 100% wrapped up in. So you're never going to see a book by me that's, you know, on architecture or portraiture because they're just not my subjects. I think you really have to love what you do in order to make good things.
Johanna Basford is the creator of Lost Ocean, an inky adventure and coloring book, and also creator of the bestsellers Secret Garden and Enchanted Forest. You can learn more about her work at our website, wvxu.org. And Johanna, as I was coloring, as I approach these, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this right, but your drawings are so intricate that I'm sometimes satisfied not coloring it all in. Is that an okay approach to coloring your illustrations? Where just, you know, sometimes I feel I just want to highlight certain things and bring certain colors out.
Of course.
Is there a right way or a wrong way to color your pictures, I guess I'm asking?
Whatever way you do it is the right way. I think that's the most important thing. It's not about the pursuit of perfection or replicating anything else that you've seen. It's about putting your mark on the page. So I think of the books as a collaboration. I draw the outline and create the artwork, but then they're not finished, those pictures, until you've brought the color, you've made your decisions on your color palette and whether you're using pens or pencils. So whatever you do is the right thing to do.
I love in the beginning of Lost Ocean on the title page with all the useful information about books where there is a little paragraph about copyright that says, please protect the copyright. Don't copy this and, you know, pass it along to friends to color. That must be something very difficult in this digital day and age for you to cope with as an artist, to have to deal with that copyright issue. Is that something you face a lot?
Well, you know, it's more of a publishing sort of query. For me, the important thing is that people enjoy the artwork and that they can show off their artwork. You know, the copyright clauses, you know, that's more of a business and legal aspect to it. But essentially, if you're colouring in the artwork and you finish off the pictures and you want to share those images online, then, you know, then that's fine. And by all means, show your friends. I even see pictures where people have taken the artwork and used them in their own craft projects. So, you know, whether that's putting the illustrations onto ceramic plates that they've made or incorporating them into embroidery. Some people have the illustrations tattooed on them. You know, like, that's all so cool. And I just love to see that. You know, as long as you're not selling those things, then that's fine.
I have to ask, what has surprised you the most about people enjoying coloring your illustrations? What has been the most surprising to you, Johanna Bassford?
I think it's seen the coloring community online blossom. You know, like, there are just thousands and thousands of people showing off their artwork and sharing tips and, you know, making YouTube videos on different techniques. And, you know, sometimes online gets a bad rap for being, you know, sort of a negative place and, you know, and full of, like, bad energy. But when it comes to the coloring community, you know, I'm not a fan of digital, but the internet allows people to show off their work and to share in that journey and to help each other, and I think that's a wonderful thing, and I'm so honored and privileged to be a part of that and to have the opportunity to collaborate, essentially, with millions of people around the world.
I see in some of the publicity material that came with the book, there was a question about what's the most surprising context you've seen for people coloring your books, and I was curious where that question came from.
I guess the appeal of the coloring book is that it's so transportable, essentially. You know, you can put it in your bag with a packet of pens and pencils, and you're good to go. So I get pictures of people coloring in the book, you know, coloring in on vacation, on the beach, in hospital while they're convalescing. You know, sneaky coloring breaks at work. I think just the appeal is that you can do it anywhere. It's not a big investment, and it's just a chance for you to dip in and out of this wonderful world and, you know, express yourself creatively without having to lug around, you know, like an easel, a canvas, you know, and a paint box.
Well, Johanna, thank you for all the beautiful illustrations to color. It's been a joy.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Johanna Bassford. Lost Ocean, an inky adventure and coloring book, available where books are sold. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org, and a little more about the adult coloring craze as well. It is highly therapeutic. This is The Book Club at 91.7. You've been listening to The Book Club at 91.7. Technical director for the show is Rick Andrus. Producer is Kevin Reynolds. Assistant producer is Catherine Cunningham. Web guru is Jim Nolan. And I'm Mark Purcell. It began with I Can Pee on This and Other Poems by Katz, which was followed by poems by dogs, and now the felines are at it again. Francesco Marsiliano will be here next time to tell you about his latest, You Need More Sleep, Advice from Cats. Also, Todd Moss with his latest political thriller, Minute Zero. And first-time novelist Anne Weisgarber discusses her book, The Promise, about a woman from Dayton and the hurricane that devastated Galveston, Texas in 1900. Those books and more next Saturday on the Book Club at 91.7. Stay tuned for Weekend Edition next on WVXU, and have a great Saturday.